Well, hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Faith and Friends. I'm your host, your friend, and of course, your sister in Christ, Georgia Brown, almost Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
And I am super grateful that you're here for another faith-filled, fun conversation. And honestly, we're just going to pick up where we left off from part one and part two. Honestly, welcome to part three of 1 million as we journey together in this lifetime now with Ryan here. And we want to talk about a topic that is super near and dear to our heart that I don't think we honestly knew anything really about until you walk through it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree with you. I'm gonna be real with you, babe. I'm letting you lead right now on this one because you're so passionate about it. I am too, but
yeah,
I want to start this off just saying I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Yeah, I love you. I'm gonna try not to get too personal today with.
No, I want
with
to.
With the journal.
What's the point if we're not being honest real and deep? Because this is the best friendships are not the ones that stay on the surface. The best friendships are those that go submarine deep fast.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you and I hit it off too, is because we were honest and vulnerable first, instead of trying to put on this mask and show you what you maybe wanted to see or what you thought the other person wanted or liked to be likable. No. The way that the Lord made you is the way that you should shine. And honestly, for me, like, there are so many times that I wanted things to work with a guy and I would have to change myself.
Yeah, I think I also, too, like to add to that, you had to change yourself and you had to force yourself to put yourself into something that you didn't even know, but you thought, oh, this will work. Well, I need to adjust. And I think the biggest thing is the Lord does the adjusting. He does the checking. He does the challenging.
He's the potter. We're the clay.
Yeah, I was literally about to say that. He
really
molds us. Yeah, I was about to say we're the clay. Like, he molds us. And then when we harden, he chips away to fine tune our design, excuse me, and our identity.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah. And so who are you letting mold you?
Yeah.
Another man or your creator?
Yeah.
Because the only one that can tell you who you are and what you're worth is the one that made you, because you're the masterpiece.
Yep.
Ephesians 2:10 says that you're his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus.
Quote that
with
Bible.
Good works prepared in advance for you to do.
Yeah.
So your life was already made for you before the foundations of the world, just getting ready for you to now walk in. And so instead of you just thinking that who you're going to be with is some clueless person out there that you got to go seek and do all the things, why don't you ask the Lord?
Yeah.
Like, hey, if you prepared my life in advance for me, even my relationships have been prepared. My friendships, the church I'm supposed to go to, the pastor, the pastoral leadership I should be under, my jobs. The yoke is easy and the burden is light, and you shouldn't have to carry it like you are. And if you are, honestly, that is a form of you not trusting God.
Yeah.
And pride.
Yeah.
And so for you, Ryan, like, did you ever feel like you had to change yourself for a girl?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, I honestly can say, I won't I'll ever give names.
No. The only one that matters is...
you, baby.
Georgia! Hallelujah. Yeah. But your testimony is beautiful. And so, like, from your past, you did have to change, right?
I remember there was... honestly, this actually changed how I dress now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and I got healing through it, but I also developed a love for it at the same time.
Okay.
But I was dating this girl, and she was a pastor's kid, actually, and I was a little bit younger, and she was just so into fashion, everything she had on, like, she was so into fashion, which she was killing it. She's a fashionista, but when I wear certain things, she would judge it.
Oh, so she was judging you by your outward appearance,
so,
when God's word says don't even do
so
that.
So I started sacrificing. And like, I'll work a little bit harder so I can go get this, because now it became a place of, I want her to see me.
So approval for her.
Which I didn't know. So with that becoming distorted in that area, I was pouring that out to other people, you know? And it took a minute for me to realize it and deal with it. And then also too, because then I went through a whole place of, I'm just going to wear whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you rebellion.
Accept me. Yeah, you accept me for who I am.
Yep.
And which was, I guess it was cool to in that season. I felt like it was cool. I was like, okay, now I'm back to being me. But then I was like, nah, I actually like this stuff. So I changed my mindset with it. I asked the Lord for healing. And he gave me a desire for it, and I love it. I love apparel, but it was so distorted though, and it hurt me. It made me so insecure.
Yeah.
I buy the wrong thing, I throw it away. You know what I'm saying? If it didn't fit, I threw it away. Mm-hmm. So it was so much wrapped in that it tore me up, because like if I wasn't dressing good, she wouldn't give me any attention.
Wow.
And that's crazy.
So then you felt rejected.
Or we'll be out and there's another guy that dressed better than me, she would talk to him.
Wow.
And I was still chasing after her.
Wow. And so you truly were chasing the approval of man, but in this instant, woman, because of the way you dress. And this can apply to so many other friends in their story of like the way you talk, the way you dress, where you go. Like, even for some girls, I know that they like drag their guy to church. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe he'll like me if I go out with him Saturday night.
Yeah.
But then he'll give me going to church on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Or compromise in the home and marriage or whatever that may be, just to get that attention, just so you don't feel rejected and all those things. And I think that that really ties into what we're talking about today with being sacred over seen. Because even for that, you were wanting to be seen by man, and you didn't even ask the Lord, is this true about me?
Yeah.
And we so often do that. We're just like, oh, well, they said it, so it must be true.
Yeah.
I guess I just need to change the way I look. I guess I just am not good enough. Let me try to rush all around to win the approval of your love, when your love has already been bought at a high price. Like, 1 John 4 talks all about this, how the person that doesn't love does not know God.
Yeah.
And how perfect love casts out fear, and what love actually is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so love is not you having to change yourself. Like, you are already accepted, loved, and seen. And that was something with you. I was already loved. Like, the moment you talked to me. And do you know how freeing that was?
Yeah.
For you to say, Georgia, like, I like you the way that you are.
Yeah.
I see where God's taking you.
Yeah, because I felt like it would have been more damaged, babe. It would have damaged you. You would have had a different perspective of me. It would have been of a yes sir type mindset, and I didn't want that from you. I felt like that's where the submission becomes very distorted, and it becomes unsacred,
like a dictatorship.
Yeah, controlling.
Control.
And I never want to control you. I want to guide you and lead you, but I don't want to control you. I don't want to damage you to build you back up. That is the worst thing to do.
That is bad manipulation.
Oh, that's a spirit. Like, and that's the thing I never wanted to do. I felt like I needed to continue to uplift you just as well as you was uplifting me.
Yeah.
And even if there was things that we didn't like, or we either went to the Father, you went to the Father more than I did about it. Then I called on later.
Yeah.
And I was
like,
I need to start going to the Father about it then. Because it was just, it didn't do you any good, because my timing could have been off. You know, did I pray that morning?
Right.
Was I loving? You know what I'm saying? So it would have made you, it would have hurt you, and you'll still love me because you love. That's your heart. You love. But you would have also had an ought with me, this little area where it was just.
Because you were quick to speak instead of doing what the word says and being slow to speak.
Yeah.
And quick.
And that's something
to
that I pray for.
Yeah.
Since I was like little, my mom really pushed that on me. And as I got older, I always pray. I'd be like, Lord, like, listen, let me be like quick to listen, slow to speak. Like, any situation, and my leaders taught me that through time. We would sit with pastors and you're like, you don't have to speak, just listen.
Yeah.
It's so much being given. And if we just all slow down and just open our ears up to listen, literally the Lord is speaking so much. And he'll even tell you, hey, don't say that.
Yeah.
And another thing I will always ask the Lord, I'd be like, let me be able to hear your whisper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even when it's low in the room and I'm just by myself, I hear his voice. I want to hear his voice. I'm looking for it, you know?
Mm. Because you can miss it if you open your mouth sometimes, and you can be, like you said, premature in some things. And so what's so beautiful about that is when you're in the right relationship, you take your story and what you've learned, the good, the bad, the in between, and you say, hey, if I want to see different now, I got to do different. So I remember that place where I felt torn down. And so instead of that, I see where this woman of God is going.
Yeah.
So I'm going to lift her up and help her get to that place. Let me walk alongside her.
Yeah.
And that's just what the Father does. Because you and I are to be a mirror of his love for the church, right?
Yeah.
And so even in the beginning stages of us seeing where you were at and where the Lord was taking you, there were some things, a lot of things, same with you, that I would just hold my tongue and I would genuinely take it to the Father because I don't have time to fight this stuff.
But
in
it
the
was
natural.
Hard for you. It was hard very because hard. I want people.
Because we're very different.
Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry.
If you're watching this on YouTube, we're a fighting sun and you got that little stringy thing.
Yeah. We're not cutting this out. We won't. It's just
no. Keep
fun.
Going.
So I agree with you, babe. I remember this season so well. It's still some days we're like this where it is hard.
Oh yeah.
Because we want to go to the Father, and there's been many situations in my life where I literally felt like like stuff just went over my head, and the Lord said,
"No." What do you mean by that?
I got you, baby. I was gonna tell you.
Tell me.
So, I'll be in situations where I want to say something or something said to me and I want to respond. It'll just go over my head. And then the Lord has me think about it later. And I'm like, Lord, well, why didn't I respond? He said, because if you would have responded, it would have hurt that person. Sometimes me being firm, and we talk about this all the time, it can hurt you sometimes.
Yeah.
Me being firm, because I, even though it may be what the Lord wants to say, it's how I'm saying it to you. And I think, My heart is, I can't tear you down. And for me, we too many men tear down our women. I don't know why I get emotional
but
about it.
But why?
It's because they were hurt. And the pride says, I'll find my way to deal with it, or I need to get back at you. And all the, like, I'm not perfect, but there also, I have given pain and I have received pain, and the amount of pain I receive, I didn't want to give that to you. I asked the Lord to heal me. I asked the Lord when I knew flesh was rising on some things. I had to give it to the Lord, or I had to go to him and say, Lord, like, that's my baby. I don't want to treat it like this. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. I'm not doing Faith and Friends anymore if I'm going to keep crying, baby.
But that's the thing, too, with you. When I tell you there have been moments, I mean, golly, we're still in the thick of this.
Gosh.
But we're talking about being sacred overseen. So with the sacred part, it's like we did this all in private. And so even when doing this in private and not sharing it with the world outside of our family, friends, and church, like when I wanted to even get back at you, like, let's just be honest.
Oh, man, that time in the car, and you was mad at me. It was so many. So
no, time, but I'm I just, don't remember.
You was in the car, and I said something, and you was like, "It." All right, Lord. And you said to me, and this was, like, the best thing. You was like, what I was about to say would have hurt you, and I don't want to hurt you.
And when I tell you, I've never really experienced.
Gosh, I love you. I'm sorry.
Love you too. Why am I about to cry?
I do, and it's not for show, but like, because I mean, we're private. Like, we don't have to. We've been private, so this is so normal for us. There's moments where we have cried. There's moments where we have challenged each other. There's moments where we have cut each other when we're wrong.
Yeah.
And I cry now because to see the goodness of the Lord of where we're at.
We didn't bring ourselves here.
We worked for it.
Yeah.
And I remain working for it.
Me too. Because I love you. And the thing is you're worth it. And I am the only one that I'm in this position. We talked about this last time. Like,
next time we need tissues.
Yeah, we do need tissues.
That's good.
I love you so much.
Yeah.
And when I tell you in those moments where my flesh tries to rise up and get me to literally curse you and curse myself with my own tongue, my chest, when I tell you, I never had this happen. It tightens up so bad. And I can tell, like, this is me. This is not the spirit of the living God.
Yeah.
This is flesh.
Yeah.
This isn't even like a spirit, a demon. This is me and my humanity. And I don't want to hurt you because you're not worth that. You're worth far greater. And so if it looks like me literally in this moment crucifying myself, I'm going to do that for you.
But it's everything we do, it doesn't just affect our relationship. It even affects the relationships of our friends. So how we carry each other, how we honor each other, how we speak to each other, it's a domino effect.
Yeah.
And I want our relationship to be the best example for our tribe. I don't care about the thousands and all that. Like, I think when we focus on that, it's like, is that really what God wants you to do? We have to start with our community.
Yeah.
And what we always stand for is being authentic.
Yeah.
We and being honest and not and sharing our hearts all the time. And there has been moments like that where I've seen you tighten your chest because you was about to say something. But because you love the Lord so much and you know who God is giving you or what God is giving you and vice versa, God, I can't.
No.
Because those moments mark.
They do. And what the Lord has shown me is...
I'm sorry if I got off a little bit.
No, this is incredible. And I want to go back to something you said in a minute. But what the Lord has shown me this vision of is when you're in relationship, He is weaving together a tapestry. I kind of think about how in Psalm 139, how He knits together you and your mother's womb.
Yeah.
But as He's knitting two people together and bringing two totally different fabrics and textures.
Left and right.
Color, black and white. Amen.
Ginger.
Ginger. Hallelujah. Together. Whenever He's knitting that and you get yourself in there, it creates a knot in this tapestry that He's making.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's kind of like a car with a scratch or a scar from, you know, falling and breaking your arm or, you know, cutting yourself or whatever it may be. It leaves a mark and you can tell the story and it's beautiful. But as you're rubbing your hand over the fabric and the material, as it's all together, now a blanket that's supposed to bring you warmth and comfort, there's like a little tug. You know?
Yeah.
And so those moments do mark you. And you said so many men tear down their women. Well, I just want to tell you, I'm done with women tearing down their men. Can I just talk about that for a second?
Girl talk.
Like, let me tell you what. I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Like, it is not gossip hour when you're with your girlfriends to talk about your man. Like, that's just not okay. And we need to be building you guys up in love because you have so much on your shoulders. Like, as a woman, what a great thing it is that we have this double covering of a husband and then the father. But my gosh, that's a lot on you. That means that I just get to duck so the Lord can swing and hit you first before He comes to me. And so truly, like, I need to be praying for you more than anything.
Yeah.
I need to be encouraging you and giving you those words of affirmation and lifting you up and meeting you right where you're at. And maybe that looks like not saying anything at all. You know? Yeah.
And I know that's hard for you sometimes because you love the
to
encourage, but you love to lift people up. And I feel like that's the hardest thing sometimes because you're so filled with the word. There's so much scripture in a conversation that you can share. You know, we're having a conversation, so much scripture inside of you that you're like, "Oh, this is the Bible says this." But the beautiful thing is when you wait. Because sometimes I'm not in a place to receive it. And then when I watch you wait and I watch you say it, I would be like, "Oh, this is what I needed."
And that's another area of sacred versus seen. Am I wanting to just be seen by you in a moment to say what I think you need or whatever it is in that moment?
Yeah.
But rather being sacred and saying, "Lord, what does He need?" That's another way to deny yourself and say, "Okay." And there have been moments where the Lord's like, "He's going to talk to you about this later."
That's so wild.
Or
to me.
In a couple days from now. And then we bring it up. And I just waiting on the Lord for His perfect time. Because then maybe you're ready for that scripture that I already know. Or something that in those 2 days, I got to really beseech the throne of God and ask Him, "What does my baby need? Like, how can I love him?"
Yeah. I'm going to say this. And this was on my heart this morning. And it's morning, so I'm going to be way more emotional because I've been with the Lord this morning, too.
Good.
So it was just, I'm a little bit more sensitive. But thank you for journaling. I say this to all the sisters out there, like, for real. If you have a husband or your boyfriend, which, you know, we'll talk about that again because I feel like we need to talk about that more, but you need to journal. You have a specific journal.
Yeah, it's changed our lives.
Oh gosh, I wouldn't be who I am if you didn't write in that journal, because
really?
A lot of things come to pass. I knew it because it was that journal when I bought you all them journals.
Yeah, you did for Christmas.
I bought her all journals. I was trying to wait I told my brother Jay, I was like, I got all these journals, man.
And pins and
everything.
Highlighters.
And it was just, I knew, like, she always told me, she's like, if something you know dear to my heart is a journal, that'll be like the best gift ever. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I bought all these journals and I just couldn't wait.
It was like 2 weeks before Christmas.
2 weeks before Christmas. And I was like, I had to come over and give it to you early. I just feel like you needed it. And he was like, baby, this is perfect because I'm almost done with this journal, so I need new journals. And I gave her like a nice little stack of journals. But she ended up, my favorite one is the one she uses specifically for me.
Yeah, I should have brought it.
And it needs to stay where it's at.
It's
hidden.
It's been very special. I've never done that
before. I'm sorry, I'm off topic, babe.
No, this is beautiful. And that's another area of sacred. Like, if you want to see different, you got to do different. And so for you, when it came to praying for you, I needed to get more specific because vague prayers get vague answers.
And details. Oh, God.
And specific prayers get specific answers. And so once I knew at the top of the year, like, we've been knowing since day one, like, this was it. But when it became more real of like, oh, we're getting closer to being engaged.
Yeah.
January 1st, I was like, this is the Ryan notebook. Because I think for me, and ladies, like, tell me what you feel about this. Because when people are like, oh, I have a husband prayer journal and you're 15 years old. Like, that's hard for me. It's hard for me to envision who you were going to be when I was 15. My gosh, when I was 15, you were 25. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're in two different seasons of life. Like life's just totally different.
Yeah.
And so, anywho, like, starting this journal just for you every day, like, praying for you. What does he need today?
I want to say something to that. And then I have a question about.
Yeah, go ahead, baby.
So, just to say that. I started noticing things started changing in me and I didn't even ask for him to do it. And I knew it was from the journal.
Yeah. And so.
So my question for you.
Yeah, baby.
How did you feel seeing stuff start coming to pass from the journal? Because I know we have never really talked about it.
No.
This is the first time we actually really talked about the journal. I'm sorry. I'm so like.
No, I love you. Don't ever apologize.
No, it's because I knew it when this morning the Lord was like, I need you to journal with me. And I was just like, okay. You know, it's been a minute, honestly. It just has because I've just been dealing with a lot of stuff and a lot of transitions and things. And the Lord was like, I just need you to journal with me this morning. He said, grab your headphones. I bought some Pro Maxes. God is good. And he said, put that on and just throw on a drone pad. And I just.
You just started journaling.
Yeah. I talked for like 20 minutes and then he hit me with like paragraph and a half.
Know.
It's crazy.
I want to know.
It's crazy. That's why I came to you about service this Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. So we live 10 doors down from each other. And so he came busting in the door. I'm like, put my makeup on. He was like, this and this and this. And I was like, you have been with the Lord. It is the most beautiful thing. And so let's. I
so
want to
answer
share
your
that.
Question. So answer my question.
Yeah, I will.
I'm sorry.
No. I want to answer that. I think too, our friends may be like, "What are you talking about journaling?"
Yeah.
And so let's start there. So back up a few years, I started like journaling with the Father, and this really has looked like me getting still before Him as another form of prayer, because prayer is just talking to Him, as we've talked about so much here on Faith and Friends. But bringing it into a journal, into a space where I'm taking my thoughts, my prayers, and writing them down on paper. I'm being so honest, raw, and authentic about where I'm at. And then waiting upon the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Lord, and listening to what He is saying and writing it down and seeing how it aligns with the Word of God and how I know His voice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get kooky about it. Like, don't second guess the Father's voice, as you talked about last time. And so, for prime example, yesterday, like, I sat down to journal, and baby, I was telling Him what I wanted Him to hear. I said, Lord, like, You are so good. Like, You are seated upon Your throne. I thank You so much. Yada, yada, yada. I was just going on and on because I was like, oh, okay, none of my junk matters right now. Like, I don't want to worry about that. But let me just tell You who You are.
Yeah.
And literally, the Lord said, okay, I know. He said, but where are you?
Mm.
I said, and then I just got real. I said, Lord, was what I texted Ryan this morning okay? Like,
yeah.
Like, I wasn't received well.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, what you said was fine. He's just a little sensitive this morning. Yeah. I said, okay. And then that like broke the ice. And then I just talked to him as a friend, because I think so many of us see him as father, as God, as judge, but we don't see him as friend.
And I think people, I don't, it's a whole theology with that, but I really feel like we have the friend part. We have to really put the emphasis on that, because as a friend, you get to go to a friend very raw.
Honest.
And honest. And you can joke with a friend, you can laugh with a friend. And that's one thing I love. Like,
you and the Lord laugh all the time. You'll be like telling me about it. And it makes me so happy.
My favorite thing, it was like, yo, like, it was so hilarious. It was just dumb humor. And the Lord,
he delights in you.
Oh gosh.
He delights in you, friends. Like, he so delights in you. And so let me answer your question.
Real quick.
Go.
Just keep the answer.
Okay. Lock it in.
I think journaling is so precious, because, and I say precious in the most beautiful way, because you get so much insight. Yes, you hear from the Lord, but it's nothing like when it's on paper.
Mm-mm.
And you see it,
and you
can go back. You have history of it. You don't have to like, oh gosh, what did he say? It's there. It's readable. It's history now.
It's a reminder.
Thank you. Yes, it's a reminder. And I feel like when I started journaling, and I even more, because I remember when I journaled before, because I always heard the Lord's voice since I was little. Yeah. But like now I started journaling, and I was just like hearing it more detailed. Started fine tuning. I'm talking to him, and I can get a vision of him talking to me while I'm talking to him.
Or that you feel him, he's in the room. Oh, that's the best.
Or the weep when you're writing, you weeping, and you get the tears on it.
Oh.
And I feel like I feel like for me, where it got real is where the Lord started speaking to me and being very direct. But then he was loving.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was challenging me. He was doing deliverance on me through that.
Yeah, through ministering and through love. And it's through that relationship.
And that's the friendship side, is when you come to him and say, right now I don't feel like talking to you.
And he's like, I know.
I know. But I love you. And before that, let me just tell you who you are to me. You're my son.
Yeah, I delight in you. And to hear him call you son.
Oh gosh, like, I love you. I'm so proud of you. You have come far. I know you. Like, I remember one moment, and I'll be honest, it was like the journey of like struggling with porn, and I remember the Lord said, I know what happened. And when he said in the journal, he said, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That happened to you.
Far too young.
I'm sorry that it has distorted so much. It has put you on a journey that is so distorted. And I knew in that moment, he wasn't just God. He was my father.
Yeah.
He was my dad.
Yeah.
He was my friend. He was my correction. He was my healing. He was my peace. And that's why I knew I have to journal. Because when I journaled, healing started coming.
And then the desires went away.
Gosh, man. And you know the human side. You know, we love social media and we hate social media at the same time.
Yeah.
So it tempts you. But the discipline side, our pastor talks about it, is discipline. And I love our church because our pastors are so raw about
the
it.
Best.
And they'll call it out every Sunday, every service.
Amen.
They don't care. They don't care. They
we
want you to get right.
We shouldn't be afraid of this thing.
No. But I knew the Lord knew my heart. Is the only way I can be the best husband for you is if I deal with that stuff.
Yeah.
And I fight it. And I shed light on it. I don't run from it. And I'm not ashamed. But if I didn't have journaling, I would have just sat in my thoughts. And journaling helped me because I found my healing in that.
Praise the Lord.
You know, so I'm sorry.
Don't, baby.
I know, you know, I do that all the time. I was like, I'm sorry.
No, I don't want you to say that.
Oh, you got your ring on. I'm so proud of you.
Of course I do. Sometimes I forget to put on my engagement ring, y'all. But no, seriously, like, when you stay connected and tethered, you see the beauty of being sacred with the Father over being seen by man. And it's in that secret, safe, quiet place where yeah. healing takes place in private. And then publicly, your Father exalts you. Yeah. And it talks about that, even with prayer, like do it in your inner room where your Father who sees you in secret will richly reward you. And with you going to him in private, yeah. taking it to your brothers, taking it to your pastors, these are the things I've been struggling with. You deal with them in secret. And then in public, hallelujah, there's freedom. Yeah. And so when you're in public, your eyes aren't wandering. You're not in your thoughts and doing all these things.
That's when I knew. I remember one time we were at the pool. And I told my brother, y'all gonna hear Jay always in a story because he's always, we were always together. But I was literally at the pool and I was like, I seen what was happening. I was like, Jay, I gotta turn around. I was like, can you swap positions with me? And he was like, yeah. He's like, and he was just shocked when I said that.
A little too much showing.
But he literally, he saw my heart. Mm-hmm. And he was like, bro, no, I know where you're at. Boom, go ahead and move.
And I was there too.
And he was there. And the Lord knew, but I knew the growth.
Yeah.
Because the prayers of the righteous, like
your availeth much,
yeah,
baby. Because that's this what is gonna I pray be
a episode of me just saying, I love you,
I love you.
I'm so thankful for you.
Thankful too. And we don't realize the power that we have in prayer. I mean, we talk about this all the time, but seriously, like, honestly, let's get to that question. Like, I would take these things to the Father. I don't want you struggling in any of these areas.
Yeah.
That's not my heart for you. Take me and my flesh and my desires out of the way. For you as a man, I don't want you dealing with that. I know your story. Like, it makes me righteously angry to think that the enemy would have dominion and territory in these areas when we have the power and the authority over it, and the enemy only has as much credit and as much territory of our hearts and of our lives as we give him.
Yeah.
It's literally us rolling over and saying, have a field day. Not on my watch. That's my man.
Yeah.
You better get out in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to fight for you until you learn that you have the weapons of your warfare that are not carnal to the pulling down of strongholds.
Come on, babe.
And you can pull them down yourself.
Come on.
And so as I watch
you cooking, go
walk boldly in this, babe,
yeah.
and like tear all these imaginations down that try to exalt themselves over the name of Jesus, and watch you say, absolutely not. Now let me walk this out in the natural and show my brothers, show you how much I love you, how much I love the Lord, and how I have the fear of the Lord in me. I'm not going to let these things
let me say this too. I think even for men and women, when we ask for a woman of God and when you ask for a man of God, it does not mean he's going to be perfect.
Oh no.
He is going to have some struggles. He's going to have some journeys. Even for the woman, she's going to have some struggles. She's going to have some journeys. She might even have some baggage. He's going to have some baggage.
I have days where I'm like, baby, I don't feel beautiful today.
Yeah.
Or like,
and I get frustrated because I'm like, girl, what are you talking about? You're the finest ginger I've ever seen in my life.
Amen, amen. But you know, that's the flesh and the real side of it. And coming to you feeling safe of like,
yeah.
I don't have it all together. Like, I didn't read the word today or whatever it is.
But that's why the Lord had us brewing in privacy.
Yes.
Because he needed us to walk through all of this. And I'm so thankful. Like, our leaders seen it. Like, they seen our parents seen it. Like,
our friends.
And they believed in it. So they knew something was different, but something was God's hand on it.
Yeah.
And so with that, the Lord knew when he brought you to me, when he brought you to me, and
open.
When I mean he brought you to, yeah, like my eyes are so closed.
Oh, me too. Until the moment those words came out of your mouth.
Yeah.
I just thought you were a brother in Christ that wanted to get to know me better. Like, I for real didn't think we'd be here and you'd be my husband.
And I know, and we're here, but I say this like, being private
is the best thing you can.
Because I used to think like, oh man, I gotta show off. I gotta show my girl she this. And then, you know, I went through a season where I got out of a relationship. The Lord said, I'm gonna tuck you away. I didn't post no girl on my Instagram. I just said, no, I'm not doing it anymore. And I knew when I got with you, the Lord was just like, I need to be in private, because there was so much he was working through. And it'd have been so hard for us to work through everything
with everyone.
with you everything can't. We have going on. Oh, gosh.
You literally can't. And that's the thing, too. As the man, you led this, and I'm so grateful. And I just, this is why, ladies, do not settle. And you need someone that knows the voice of the Father, because you said, the Lord said we can't be public until we get engaged. And as a woman, I could have fought that. I could have doubted. I did.
She fought it for a minute.
But I listened, yeah. And I didn't go against what you said.
We started posting on close friends.
But then even that, I was like,
we had to delete it.
I don't even want to do that. Yeah. We also too felt convicted. But the thing is knowing and trusting that you know the voice of our Father, and thinking, okay, you have my best interest at heart. I got to trust this. You know the voice of the Lord. If the Lord said it, I believe it. And we just need to stand upon this. And so really, who's speaking into your relationships? Because if you're sharing everything with everyone, you're going to have nothing at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And so you need to, I really think you need to be cultivating this in private, because even seeds, before they're blooming above the ground, they gotta go deep and have deep roots. But also too,
you gotta have a fresh soil mindset. So for that to even happen, you have to surrender your relationship to the Lord.
So is this relationship even for him? Woo! Eep! Oh!
Eep.
Is that like are you trying to serve yourself?
Yeah.
Are you trying to serve your flesh? Are you keeping your secret sins in secret with that person?
Because here's my thing. When we started journaling about our problems, the Lord was like in it.
Yeah.
He really is in it.
Yeah.
And that's just the reality of it. Like, the Lord literally started revealing to us that you need to work on this area.
Yeah. And not together sometimes. Definitely, like,
we couldn't share certain things in our journal. It was a period where she wanted to share her journal, and literally the Lord said, no, you can't. It's not the season for that right now. I have to journal with you guys separately right now.
So the Lord's like, I'm talking, I'm speaking, I'm moving. But right now, there are things that you guys need to work out on your own before you even journey to being one.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm so grateful for.
Yeah.
Honestly, because it's very humbling.
Yeah. And I think the privacy part is so important, that even... sometimes you have to go to the physical altar with your person.
Y'all, we did that a lot. Yeah. When we would stumble.
I remember that one time, me and you wasn't on the same page. And we literally went to the altar in front of everybody. And it didn't matter. You remember that one Wednesday?
Yeah.
Where me and you was not.
And we were crying. And I was not feeling it. But what I loved, I was kicking and screaming going. I was like, I don't want to go. Yeah. And literally, he was like, we're not leaving this altar
until we're good.
Until you leave this here.
Like, we had to leave it there.
Like, for real. We were there
for
30 minutes.
Still talking. We were, like, at the altar, giving it to the Lord, but still talking about it. And I was like, we're not leaving.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. And it wasn't, like, a cool moment. It was a moment that was led by the Lord. Because at the end of the day, like, we have to lay it down. And the altar is there to lay it down and leave it.
Don't pick it back up.
Once you get off that stage, let it go.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then you never really laid it down. And that's why through those moments, I know. Go ahead.
No, just because love doesn't keep a record of wrongs.
And it's
and
real.
If you're keeping an account, you are not loving. And we haven't been to the altar in a minute. In a minute.
But also to say that we have gotten to a place in our journey where we're apologizing immediately in front of each other.
Quick so, to forgive, yeah. Keeping short records, short accounts.
Yeah, we're really doing it more so. Like, I'll be in the car and I'll say something. I know, babe, I love it. Like, literally, we're in the car and I'll say something. I'm like,
I'm sorry.
Babe, that was not right. Forgive me. And she's like, no.
It's taken time. It's honestly a muscle of humility that you have to cultivate, because before it would take us days, it would simmer, and then we'd go to the altar at church when no one's there and just be there for a good hot minute. And I love those moments, and I am so grateful for them, because they did mark us in a great way. You know? Like, they really did.
Your nails are beautiful.
Thank you. And I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, like, we could talk about this for years. And I honestly definitely want to do another episode where we talk about, you know, being in private, because with Sweet Rider in the equation, that was another whole dimension to this whole beautiful story that the Lord has
written. Because he had to cultivate him too.
Yes. And our family that we didn't even know we were going to have. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so with being private versus secret, privacy breeds protection.
Yeah.
And secrecy breeds sin. So I just want to leave our friends today with, which one are you currently in right now? What things are in private being cultivated, bringing protection and love and being stewarded with your people? And what things are in secret? What are some secret sins, things that have been staying in the dark? Yeah. Because you're scared.
Yeah. And I'll add to that really quick, babe. And I promise, if everything is public right now, go ahead. It's okay to start over.
Yeah. It's never too late. Never, never.
Start over and silence everything. Mm. Like, matter of fact, wipe the slate clean, dead it all. Go to the Father, repent and apologize.
That's good.
Ask for forgiveness. And then start over. Even if you're in a relationship, I'm not saying leave them. I'm saying just start over and get with the Father, and you and that person get on the same page. And literally start over.
Yeah.
And say, Lord, I'm going to
give this to you.
Yeah, and protect it.
Because if it matters that much to you, you wouldn't fully give it away to the world. You would surrender it and leave it at the altar and give it to the Lord's feet.
Gosh.
And say, this is yours to begin with. That's what I do with this man every day. I'm like, he's not mine, he's yours.
Yeah.
Because for so long I idolized the idea of all this. And now I see that it's a greatest
gift. We went through it.
Yeah.
And we're still going through it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I'm excited for what marriage is going to look like.
Oh, I know.
Like, just
I have
now,
no idea.
Because we're together now.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to, like, face-to-face deal with it. Not over the phone or FaceTime. We have to wait. We have to go. Before we go to bed, we have to lay it down. So I'm excited to work through that with you.
Me too. And there's no one else I'd want to do this with. And what I think is so beautiful too is this whole idea of secret versus seen and private versus public. You know, this can apply to anything. Not just a dating relationship. It can be with what you've thought of your idea for your life. Or your family, or whatever it is, dealing with your children.
And it has not been easy. Surrendering to the Lord, I say this, and many people say all the time, it is not easy surrendering to Him and surrendering the area. But here's the thing. There's so much that comes with that. That is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It honestly, the weight comes off. You get to actually open up your eyes and enjoy the environment that you're in.
Yeah.
You get to enjoy your friends differently.
Yeah.
You get to find different things to help inspire you and make you happy.
You see the world different.
Oh, gosh. Man, I started spending time with my family more. Mm-hmm. I started seeing friends. I went everywhere. I remember that. I literally went everywhere.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah.
I finished my whole cup of coffee.
Me too.
You did?
Yeah, I've been sipping, trying to get close to the end. So
I've had... honestly, so much fun talking about this. Ryan, I love you so much. Like, for real. Like, I'm so grateful for you. Grateful for this journey. And honestly, friends, like, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
As we get to unpack it. Really, we had no, like, outline, no nothing. Like, this is honestly us just looking back and praying and asking the Lord, what do you want us to share in this moment?
Like, for real. She was literally, before we started, she literally said, what are we talking about? I was like, babe, we just pick up where we left off. And she was like,
I don't know.
And I can, and I could tell, like, in her spirit, she was wrestling a little bit, trying to figure out. So I felt like.
But I'm so grateful for the Spirit.
Yeah,
because this ministered to me, and I just pray it meets you right where you're at. And I can't wait for next week to pick up right where we left off.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. I'm excited, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You're what episode 100 and what?
Like in the 20s, 120 something.
Yeah, I'm proud.
Praise
of
God.
You. Yeah.
So thank y'all for joining us. We cannot wait to see you next week, right, babe?
Yeah, babe.
Right. Eep. So do not forget, friends, that there is a song on your heart. Only you can sing.
I love you.
Your voice is what, Ryan? Important.
Important.
Your voice is important. We'll
see
you
later. Your life is important.
Your life is important. Your voice is important. We love you, and we'll see you later. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye.